have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station,
one day,
everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I love that version. That is, again, the flyover that took place yesterday at the Blues breakfast, where you had the number three pilot, or at least it was the number three on the jet tail. Sometimes people fly other planes. I can't guarantee for you that it was number three pilot for sure, but it was the number three jet in any case, which you've all seen the video. In fact, just a quick note on that. I had a video that was shared with me by a friend who was there. And she shared it with me, and I posted it, and it shared like 500 times because it was a very good capture of both the jet flying right overhead and over the sand and pretty close. You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, it seems like it's very close. My guess would be 100 feet, which is much less than the 500 feet that the FAA supposedly has the rule about for safety. But, you know, and I posted that video, and but I thought it came from my friend. I thought she had shot it. Well, then somebody had contacted me and said, you know, hey, I shot that video, and I would like you to take it down. You don't have permission to have it. I'm like, oh, well, all right. So I checked with my friend and found out that it wasn't from her. And, you know, this person had shared it with somebody else and had actually said, hey, don't share this publicly. This is just because, you know, you're in it or your kids are in it. And she'd said yes. And, well, again, somehow somebody shared it, and my friend got it, and I got it. And basically the woman was still asking me to take it down. And I'm like, well, legally, you know, you probably own it. Legally, I might be able to keep it up. And it had, like I said, shared a lot. And I hated to take it down because I know so many people enjoyed it and appreciated it. But ultimately what I decided was, you know, the law aside, what would I do for a friend? Well, I mean, you know, if they don't want it up, they don't want it up, you know, and what would be the kind thing to do? What would be the Christian thing to do? The woman clearly, for whatever reason, you know, wanted it not to be there. And I'm like, okay, you know, it was a little hard to take down because we get so accustomed to getting satisfaction out of social media posts and shares and comments. And there's like, I don't even know how many comments were on that thing. But ultimately I'm like, well, you know, the ethical, better, Christian, love your neighbor to you thing was to take it down and put up a note, and here's why, so that people can see. And, you know, and she really appreciated that. She said, thank you so much. And, I, you know, she was, like, surprised, actually, I think, that I did it at her request. And I'm like, well, you know, it's the right thing to do. But the event was amazing, and I was not there, and I wish I were. And if I could go back in time to any place in history, there's a lot of places I would go to. That'd be one of them, because it was pretty amazing to watch. And you had Channel 3 covering it and doing a very good job covering it and talking about what happened. You know, Bob Sularsky reporting it, as is appropriate. They interviewed some of the people who were there.
Yeah, I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life. I literally thought we were going to be taken out by the Blue Angels, but it was amazing. That's exactly how I want to go if it happens.
I love that. That's how I want to go, in a blaze of Blue Angels glory.
Yeah, it was so big, we thought it was Fat Albert, because it was huge, but it was because it was so close. And all of our tents got knocked down, like all of our legs got bent because the metal on it, it hurt his leg, but, you know, it was worth it. It was awesome. Best Blue Angels show ever.
Best Blue Angel show ever.
I was going to stop my video.
I was going to stop my video, and you can't really hear a jet wash.
I didn't think anything else was going to happen, but I kept videoing, and I got it passing right over that lifeguard house, and it was so cool. It was so big. It looks way bigger up close than it does far away, and it was just crazy. All our tents blew away.
But there was, like a
5-second delay. It was like the calm before the storm, and then all the wind and everything blew. It was awesome.
Yeah, because it takes time for jet wash and air disruption to move down. And by the way, some people are calling it a sneak pass, and I would not describe it as a sneak pass, if only because the sneak passes are done at really close to Mach 1, and they go in a straight line for a reason. I don't know what speed he was going, but this was not that. Surprising to the people, I'm sure, absolutely. One final question that WAR asked the kid.
Was it worth the little minor injury you got?
I'd say yeah, it was pretty cool.
Got his knee scraped or something.
I'm gonna remember that for probably the rest of my life.
Of course. What did you think? It was thrilling. Like, I thought it was gonna be just like you watch plane fly, but no, it was cool.
Yeah,
so they're all loving it. Channel 3 was reporting it. They did a really good comprehensive report about the ceiling or the floor violation of 500 feet and, you know, a statement from the Blues about all of this. And, you know, that's all appropriate. But the national news never missing an opportunity to turn something relatively normal and interesting into a massive disruption. We'll get that in just a second.
Thank you, Andrew. We've got breaking news in from Pensacola Police right now. A statement from Mike Wood just coming in. Pensacola Police and members of the state attorney's office, along with the U.S. Marshals, trying to serve a warrant today for the murder of Philip Shepherd at Truman Arms in Pensacola. PPD says that before police attempted to enter the apartment, shots were fired inside, none of which were by police officers. Officers eventually entered that apartment and they found the suspect deceased. Again, this coming in from PPD and Mike Wood here moments ago. More information on the suspect's identity will be released after the family is notified and no officers were injured. This coming in here just about a moment ago from PPD.
Very good. And we'll be talking to Mike Wood here in about 20 minutes, so we'll get more information from him at that time, I'm sure, about that. Thanks so much for the update, David. PJ has traffic on the 5.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway, mile marker 17. Center and right lanes are blocked. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. So you had this close flyby yesterday. It was thrilling and awesome and fun and lots of video and photos all over the internet yesterday. Nevertheless, leave it to ABC, not Channel 3, ABC, the national news network, to turn this into something completely different.
Too close for comfort. The images just in tonight, dramatic video showing a low-altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above a crowded beach. People screaming, umbrellas, tents, and chairs sent flying.
People screaming, dangerous events, everything's horrible. Oh, my God, people almost... Dude, and that was in the middle of a 2-minute intro of news reports about the flooding, about boats capsizing, about people being shot and killed. And, you know, in the middle of, and it's such this breathless over the top. Tonight, at this hour, coming into the newsroom, we've got a report. And just all of this nonsense charlatanry, you know, the stuff that I always tell people, like if anybody ever asks me my opinion about news or doing things where you communicate with other people, like just be a person. Just be a person. You know, if I try to imagine, like, if David Muir were to go out to eat, you know, or to, like, order Taco Bell, I'll have the 3 tacos supreme. Hold the olives. You know, like, does anybody talk like this? If you're going out on a date, do you go to the restaurant and order your food that way? Waiter, I would like a refill on my Coca-Cola, please, and don't let anybody die in the process. It's embarrassing for the industry. Nobody takes you seriously. You make yourself a caricature, a joke. Don't do that. So, you know, one of the things I always try to do is just be a person. Like, the way I talk is the way I talk. I do it a little bit more emphatically just for effect, but just a little bit. And if you talk to me in real life, PJ, do I talk like this basically in real life?
No.
I don't?
You don't talk like David Muir.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Talking like the way you hear me on the radio is the way you hear me when we're off the air.
Absolutely.
Just be yourself, you know, be a person, because otherwise it's this performance, it's this overly dramatic, it's like I'm in my high school play and I got to prove that I'm going to get a gig in Hollywood eventually. I mean, just, it's amazing that they put these people on the air. By the way, Tony DeCoppola from CBS did it a little bit better.
Really exciting, Nicole. Thank you. Up next, what the Navy's Blue Angels just did in Florida that would make Goose and Maverick crowd.
Yeah, I mean, just be a person.
The Navy's Blue Angels opened up the Pensacola Beach Air Show today down along the Panhandle in Florida and getting a pretty darn close look at the beach. One jet so low it created a wake in the ocean. Another buzzing a lifeguard tower as the crowd cheered on. One woman said in 10 years she's never seen them so close.
Pretty sure they didn't make a wake in the ocean. I saw the video they showed as B-roll behind that. Sir, we call that a wave. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. I think it's unlikely. But they carried it the same way. The coverage in the regular ABC report.
Not of that terrifying flyover for many. Dramatic video tonight showing a low-altitude flyover.
Terrifying.
By the famous Blue Angels just above the beach in Pensacola, Florida. People could be heard screaming, umbrellas, tents, beach chairs. All sent flying.
Squealing and screaming are not the same, and I've seen several different videos of this. People were loving it, and I mean, just it was okay. So, whatever. How many times can you explain that? And listen, to me, this is my industry, and I will come to the defense of a lot of journalists. A lot of the news does a very good job, and they get blamed for being biased and terrible or whatever in all kinds of ways. And I will defend a lot of good journalism out there. Man, I know this in particular. Like, you watch the 5 o'clock Channel 3 coverage, and then you saw this at 5:30, and you're like, "What in the world are you doing?" ABC gets their information from WEAR, and somehow WEAR did it great, and ABC did it just so terribly, horribly wrong. Now, I had a good chance. One of the people who was there out there yesterday is my dear friend Brent Lane, who is probably one of my closest friends here. I've known him since he helped hire me, to credit or blame. But he is the host of the Cat Pack Morning Show for, gosh, almost 2 decades now. And I went in this morning and I asked him how it was, because he was actually in some of the videos, because he was right there underneath three as they came over the beach.
So yesterday morning, the very own Cat Country Morning Show, Cat Pack Morning Show host Brent Lane was standing right under number three as he came a little closer than normal over the beach. What was it like, Brent?
Well, I'll tell you what, we were actually live on the air with Brooklyn from the Studer Family Children's Hospital, and she was wearing these really nice Blue Angel bows, beautiful yellow dress, and I'm pretty sure when that thing hit, I thought the bow was going to go away. Like, it was amazing. I lost my mind. If you want to see the reaction, it is on our social media, but I can tell you right now, what a phenomenal, phenomenal pass. And watching it, I mean, I wish that the national news had given it one more beat where the entire beach, there was a pause, and it was like, dang! And then it was like, yeah! Because that was the actual reaction. The place went off. Like, you will see more people tell you that was the greatest show they have ever seen than anybody who's going, I didn't want to see it again.
But David Muir said that people were screaming and it was terrifying and it was horrifying. Are you sure you were actually there, Brent?
Well, I'm not sure David Muir knows what screaming and terrified looks like, because the lady in the bottom right corner of his screen while he was announcing that was jumping up and down for joy because the Blue Angels had absolutely made an impression yesterday. Phenomenal.
Our news partners, Channel 3 WAR, did a great job of covering this accurately. CBS did a fair enough job covering it accurately, but somehow ABC National News and David Muir managed to turn one of the best days in Pensacola Air Show history into a drama that you need to be worried about, because in the midst of all the other things that are threatening your lives, it's time for you to be concerned about the Blue Angels. But Brent was there, and he said it was amazing, and he screamed like a little girl in the best possible way, like everybody else. And if you put out an ad that said, hey, this is what's going to happen this morning at the beach, you'd be fighting people to stand in that spot.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I would beat David Muir like a mule to get out there. David Muir doesn't know what the sound of freedom sounds like.
Brent, thanks for the time, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to jump into that anytime.
And look, my job is to always tell you all the pieces of the truth that are true. And somebody, texted and said, look, flight rules and operating procedures are all written in blood by the mistakes that have been made in the past and the danger that they entail. I know. I agree. Okay, I do agree. At the same time, I put this test to you. Would you, knowing exactly what happened yesterday, would you be willing to go stand right at that spot? And I'm telling you, you would get a 250,000 people fighting over each other to be standing right at that exact spot. Could people have gotten hurt? Could it have been, blood on the evening news? I mean, it's possible. Yeah, it is. Okay, and do mishaps occur? Yes, they do. At the same time, you got to tell the truth about an incident. And there was, I mean, maybe somebody was terrified. I don't know. Maybe somebody was upset. It's possible. But the vast majority of the people who were there, it was the best day ever. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a residential home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are there to help you with that. They sold 206 homes last year. That's 4 a week on average. In fact, I was just talking to her the other day, and in the last 12 months, it's 266. So now it's not 4 a week, it's 5 a week they're averaging in the last 12 months, like not the calendar year, but the last 12 months from when I talked to her. So the pace has actually increased dramatically. And all that means is for you is that they get to closing a lot. They get great offers a lot. They know how to make this thing work. They get the results you want. And that's the point. You want, it's a professional service. And whether they do it barely, adequately, above average, or fantastically can make a difference to you in whether it gets sold or bought. It can make a difference to you in thousands or tens of thousands of dollars over the course of the loan on your home. I mean, like, it's a big deal. So you can hire your friend, and that's fine. But I just encourage you to also talk to Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty and then make a decision that makes the most sense to you, because it is a professional service you're hiring for. 786-3996 if you want to give her a call. 725 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lanes are blocked. If you can find a different way around that, I suggest you do so. Otherwise, Pine Forest is looking good right now. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at pennair.org/checking.
Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
It's the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show, a Gulf Coast tradition that brings families, friends, and the whole community together. As you set up your beach chairs, pack the cooler, and wait for that iconic diamond formation, Buffalo Rock Pepsi is the crisp, ice-cold refreshment that completes the moment. Celebrate the pride, the power, and the Pensacola spirit. The Blue Angels Air Show is an occasion, and occasions deserve Pepsi.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryant.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
And if he wants to discuss it, he knows where to find me. In the Maricopa County Maximum Security Correctional Facility for Men, State Farm Road, number 31, Tempe, Arizona. I'll be waiting.
I did get a couple of funny texts in here related to the whole issue of local coverage versus national coverage, air show danger versus thrills. And somebody had texted me, I park my boat where they fly over me for that exact adrenaline rush. Somebody says that same pass has been done in the past, and for years I stood there when it happened and it came over your shoulders as you're looking out the water. I would stand there again and again and again and again. I'm glad that it came back. And somebody else said, where was the one I wanted to, says, someone says, hell yeah, I'm finna find that spot just for that exact reason now. And then the last one was, David Muir can kiss my Pensacola. Yeehaw! I don't know. That's how we all feel. All right, 729 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Oh, hold on, I'm having a mouse problem. There we go.
You need an exterminator or a technician?
Maybe both. So President Trump is addressing the nation in a primetime speech tonight. That's scheduled at 8 o'clock our time. The last primetime speech he did was back in April, right after the start of the war in Iran. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony today. They're considering Todd Blanche's nomination to be the next U.S. Attorney General. And SpaceX hoping to test its massive Starship rocket again today. It would be the 13th test. It'll be carrying some more Starlink satellites into orbit.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. By the way, for the dress rehearsal tomorrow, we will be carrying the Blue Angels narration from 2 to 2:40 or 2:45 whenever they finish. And then on Saturday, all the civilian air show narration starting at about 10:30 and then going all the way through the water break and then into the Blues. We'll be carrying that for you live from the beach. Oh, just a quick note. We had said earlier it was NAS Pensacola that sent out the information on the flyby yesterday. The Blue Angels had put out that information. Sorry for the error.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump announcing Iran released an American citizen in a gesture of goodwill as the U.S. and Iran continue to exchange strikes. The U.S. Navy hitting another ship trying to escape a blockade of Iranian ports.
The U.S. has now fired on a commercial ship. It's a tanker flagged out of Curacao named Belma. U.S. Central Command says the tanker was headed toward Karg Island, Iran's primary oil export hub.
As Fox's Mike Tobin, crews are racing to contain hundreds of out-of-control wildfires in Canada, and the flames are blanketing the Midwest and the Northeast with thick, hazardous smoke.
Dangerous conditions causing Minnesota officials to evacuate thousands from the Superior National Forest area in the northern part of the state. And the worst may be yet to come as the smoke will blow across the country throughout.
It's Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now, sunshine. We've got 77 degrees here across the area. We'll get a look at our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, FHP is investigating an incident on I-10 this morning involving a truck tractor driven by a 35-year-old man from Mexico. No injuries reported there. Big news in this morning from Pensacola Police Department. A big update on the downtown 4th of July shooting that killed PJ Shepard. Police, the state attorney's office, and U.S. Marshals attempted to serve a murder warrant this morning at Truman Arms in Pensacola. PPD says before officers could enter, shots were fired inside the apartment and not from police. When officers went in, they found the suspect dead. No officers were hurt. The suspect's name will be released once family has been notified. Well, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is rolling out a new screening program for troops. Service members 30 and older will now get an annual testosterone testing as part of their regular health checkups.
We're just adding this test. Those under 30 can voluntarily choose to get the test as well. If treatment is recommended, it's entirely your choice to receive testosterone replacement therapy.
Hegseth says the goal is optimizing troops' long-term health and readiness. Testosterone therapy, again, would remain optional. Pensacola's Navy community would be among those affected by this new policy. The Escambia Children's Trust is close to settling a dispute with youth program New World Believers over money and vehicles. The trust agreed to pay New World Believers about $76,000 for services rendered before its contract was terminated, and the group will hand over titles to two vans. The split followed the arrest of the program's former director on sexual battery charges involving a minor. Both sides still need to formally approve that deal. Now, the Blue Angels confirming what beachgoers saw Wednesday, a lower-than-normal pass during an aerial maneuver that sent chairs and umbrellas flying at Pensacola Beach. The squadron does say it's aware of the social media footage and it's reviewing what happened. Leadership says safety for pilots in the community is their top priority, and they are conducting a full review. Golf Breeze's biggest food event of the year is coming together. The Taste of Golf Breeze happens in October, bringing together restaurants, food trucks, and businesses for a day of eating and community fun. Organizers say their vendor lineup is filling up fast. Tickets are already on sale for that. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend out on the beach with the Red, White, and Blues Air Show, but something could be missing.
The Blue Angels fly this weekend without Fat Albert. Channel 3 reporting the iconic C-130 Hercules is being serviced in the UK. Marshall Aerospace confirmed they fully expect Fat Albert to be back for the Blues 2027 show season. Maintenance was originally earmarked for 10 to 14 months and will extend Fat Albert's lifespan by more than 20 years. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. The center and right lanes are blocked. The backups on I-10 are getting pretty severe, so if you are able to find a way around that, please do so. Also, vehicle crash, Signal Hill Lane at Guidy Lane in Pensacola, roadblock associated with that one, and a vehicle crash, Pine Forest Road at Ransley Station Boulevard, no roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some hot weather today. Temperatures around 92 degrees for your high, 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain, high near 93. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 92, and Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 77 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. NVIDIA has unveiled a new AI model for robots and vision AI agents, deepening its push into the physical AI market in Japan. The company's new model, called the Cosmos 3 Edge, is a so-called world model designed to help systems perceive and navigate physical environments in real time. The Federal Reserve says that the World Cup has given bars and restaurants a needed boost. Bars in Boston reported higher beer sales connected to the tournament. In cities hosting World Cup matches, tourist volumes came in high. Yet in other markets, locals have pulled back spending on restaurants, hotels, and entertainment. United Airlines' second quarter earnings topped estimates, and the airline expects full-year adjusted earnings per share to come in between $9 and $11. The airline added that it anticipates an additional $6 billion in added fuel costs this year. United said customers continue to book despite higher fares. Futures are still mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. NASDAQ futures down by more than 200 points. That's Your Money Now.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable.
As we announced on Monday, 16-year-old Kanye Walker has been charged with handing the gun to Nicholas Stafford, Nicholas Safford. Nicholas was denied bond yesterday for his role in this incident. As you saw in testimony provided by a detective on scene, the PJ's hands were in the air when he was right before he was killed. And the motive is something as petty as disrespect. There's no more impactful, there's no explanation that's going to make sense for the family of Philip Shepherd Jr.
That's Pensacola Police Chief Eric Winstrom speaking during the press conference with D.C. Reeves on Wednesday. And, you know, we're going to get more information about that. We've had a breaking news incident take place overnight as well related to this July 5th early morning shooting. We'll talk about that here with Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Before we get to what happened overnight, can we back up just a second and talk about that video that came out during the hearings over the people, at least the one person who is now the charge has been upgraded to attempted murder or murder. Sorry. I find that my eyes do a terrible job of watching security video, especially when it's the bubble cam type where it's not like a regular scene. It's kind of distorted by the circularity of the lens. I had a hard time understanding what was happening in the video. Can you walk us through what the video shows?
Well, there's still a lot. The case is still open. We still have another arrest that we're looking at. So I don't want to get into it too deep, but what I can tell you from the video is that we know for sure that the shot that came from Safford would not have been the fatal shot of Mr. Shepherd. So that's what we do know.
Okay, so it would not have, that would have either gone into the somewhere or into another victim, but it would not have been that exact shot.
That's correct.
So, but the charge was upgraded to attempted homicide. Is that right?
Yes, that was done at the state attorney level, because anytime you shoot a firearm into a crowd like that, that's exactly what it is.
Sure.
So they chose to upgrade that charge. And then the 16-year-old that was arrested is going to be tried as an adult. That was another upgrade there.
He's the one that the allegation is that he supplied the firearm to the first shooter.
Yes, so that makes him principal in the second degree. So you're just basically just as guilty as the person that fired the shot.
And then the after the fact is for the girlfriend who took the firearm allegedly away and then was tampering with evidence or accomplice after the fact. Those are the three named arrestees so far, right?
Yes, sir.
And then one question about the video, just because, again, I don't trust my own eyes in interpreting these things, because I'm actually amazed that you guys do such a good job of understanding what the video does show, because I know my civilian eyes just don't see it so well. It looked like there was an initial shot from the attacker, and then you see somebody goes down, and then I thought it was actually at the more like the receiving end of the shooting, somebody was responding with what looked like five or six shots. Did I see this correctly?
Yeah, there was a lot going on there, and the person that went down may have been hit. That's still something that we're combing through. Like I said, this investigation is far from over.
But it was certainly a back and forth took place. Some of the details we're still not sure about, but it was definitely a back and forth firing, right?
Yeah. Know that the six individuals involved had a pass that dates back a couple of years and simply didn't like each other.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. And now overnight we've had a development, or early this morning we've had a development. Tell us what happened at the Oakwood Terrace, or it used to be called Truman Arms.
Yeah, so officers from the Pensacola Police Department, the State Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Marshal's Office went to Truman Arms, or the former Truman Arms, to serve a murder warrant on an individual there for the homicide that occurred on Palafox, or off of Palafox, last week. Before they were able to enter, several shots were fired from inside the apartment. A robot was put in the apartment to go look around. After the shots were fired, there was no further movement. And they discovered that the individual they were looking for that had the warrant was deceased. So it's important to know that none of the shots were fired by law enforcement. No law enforcement officers were hurt, and neither was anybody else at the apartment complex.
And I mean, were there other people? Do we know at this point? Because it's, you know, shots fired inside the apartment, multiple shots, multiple people. That's such a weird scenario. Was it a suicide? We don't know. Was it a gunfight between people? What do we think we know?
We're looking at that. So we hope to have more information out later this morning. There were other people in the apartment that were able to leave before the shots were fired. So we believe that he was in there alone. But again, we're still looking into this, and we'll have more information later this morning.
Is there any indication? I mean, again, do we know anything about whether he was shooting at you guys, at somebody else? Did he take his own life? Again, we just don't know.
No, we don't believe he was shooting at law enforcement. You know, again, trying to get into the mind of somebody that simply does not want to go to prison, they are capable of doing anything, and we're fortunate that law enforcement wasn't hurt and the others in the apartment weren't hurt.
And this was, again, no law enforcement were engaged in the shooting. No law enforcement was hurt in the process. The only victim of any kind was the person that you were seeking to serve the warrant against in connection with the murder?
Yeah, that's correct. And there's already information on social media that's false that said police were involved in the shooting, and that's simply not true.
Well, I'm glad that you're, I mean, God, social media. If you want to know what lying looks like, just, you know, go on Facebook. Guess what? All the time. It's amazing and horrifying. Are you doing any identification of the person who's been shot? Is he a minor? Is he an adult? Do we know anything that we can say about that person?
I don't know. Again, we're going to make sure that the next of kin has been notified before we put any further information out on him, but that will come this morning.
All right, very good. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's the public information officer with the Pensacola Police Department. Again, early morning shooting this morning that the police did not fire any of the shots, but that one person is dead. The person who was a suspect in a warrant service related to the July 5th shooting in downtown Pensacola, and that's all we're able to say at the moment. We'll get back to this in a moment. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lanes are blocked. We are seeing backups just past about 9th Avenue, well past that, actually. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Mike Wood. Mike, I know that one of the things that the chief talked about yesterday, that D.C. talked about, Mayor Reeves talked about yesterday, was the gallery night upcoming tomorrow night. You know, we have Blue Angels weekend, we have gallery night, we have lots of crowds, and it's kind of funny. I would have never connected the two in my head because I just think of downtown as being a place you go, and every once in a while, a bad thing happens, but a bad thing can happen at a mall, a bad thing can happen at the grocery store, a bad thing can happen. There's all kinds of, you know. So the notion that you would avoid downtown because of it wouldn't even cross my mind. Apparently, other people think differently than I do, which we know from me being on the air for 12 years. But tell me what the plan is for tomorrow night for gallery night.
Extra officers will be downtown for the foreseeable future in uniform, out of uniform, and officers that you can't even see. And basically what that means is looking through cameras. So we want people to go downtown and feel safe and be safe. It is a safe place, and we're going to go down there and do our jobs. And like you said, anything bad could happen anywhere. And, you know, it's much different if there's a if it happens all the time, and that's simply not the case in downtown Pensacola.
You mean it's not Chicago here?
No, sir. not even close.
Not even remotely. As the sheriff had explained when I talked to him on Tuesday, he's like, you know that, like, crime and violent crime are way down in our area. Yeah. I mean, statistically, you know, it's extraordinarily safe to be here. I do have kind of a, I just want to hear from law enforcement kind of what your perspective is, because you know me. I mean, we've been friends a long time. I conceal carry, you know, everywhere I go when I'm out in the public, except when you go to the Navy base, because you can't carry there and can't go to a school and even all the places you cannot go. But otherwise, so if I'm going to gallery night, I'm carrying. And I'm not going to a bar if I'm going. But if you go to a bar, you can't have a gun. It's important to know that. And you can't be drunk with a gun, so you got to know the rules. But if I go out in public, like if I'm going down to an event, I'm going to be carrying. So I assume that anybody who might be concerned or ordinary people are going to be carrying. And you as law enforcement know that that is their right. That is the law. That is the Constitution. But, you know, somebody bends over to pick up something they dropped and their gun gets exposed, or they're carrying openly, which is also legal now in the state of Florida. How do you react to that, especially given the fact that you're trying to make sure no bad people do bad things, but good people are allowed to carry both concealed and openly?
Well, the law is the law, and they're allowed to carry concealed. And if that happens, a lot of folks, especially after something like this happens, they will call us and let us know about it without remembering that this is the law. It's okay for them to do that. Officers will respond. They will see that nothing is taking place that's illegal, and they'll move along. So, in fact, we've had a similar call like that already this morning. So that's just what we expect to have from people. People get a little bit alarmed, and they have to remember, though, that it is a right to carry that firearm, and the officers understand that. But they're still going to respond to any calls that they may get to make sure everything is okay.
And by the way, I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, but if a police officer sees somebody with a gun in a public place or in a private place that does not have a posted prohibition against it, not a prohibited location, that's not even a justification for stopping somebody or asking them anything, because that's no probable cause whatsoever. There'd have to be other things going on for even the presence of a firearm to justify a police contact, right?
That's right. If somebody says that they just saw it on their waistband, that's one thing. But if they said that they pulled it, they held it, they threatened somebody with it, they're acting aggressively, they're acting intoxicated, anything like that means that we're going to investigate just a little bit further.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, I always like to remind people, it's just because it's the difficulty and complexity of being a law enforcement officer. You're trying to keep everybody safe from the bad people, but the good people are there too. And the good people have rights, and the good people do things that, you know, can be misunderstood by the ignorant. And it's your job to sort that stuff out every single day, over and over and over again, protecting people's rights while you're also protecting their safety. Let's see, what else? Oh, there was one other thing that I was going to ask you about. Actually, two things. One, you did a active shooter training at Workman Middle School maybe 2 weeks ago while I was on vacation. Was this a PPD only, or was this a multi-agency event?
Well, we were assisted by members of the University of Miami Gordon Center. And this was more of not much as active shooter as it was what would happen afterwards with the casualties, with those who are injured in the building or around the building, showing officers how to stop profuse bleeding immediately, how to use the tourniquets, how to use gauze and things like that. So that's mostly what that training was for.
Oh, so did this what was the date of this? This must have been it must have been the week before the 5th. So it must have been the week before the shooting took place downtown, right?
Yeah, it was, and each officer was given a kit, a trauma kit, to keep in their cars, and those exact kits were used downtown during the shooting by the officers that just received that training.
Yeah, because I remember one of the key things that Chief Winstrom said right after the shooting was that officers rushing to the scene, the many, many officers who were deployed downtown already, rushing to the scene immediately, giving life-saving treatment and tourniquets, and, you know, we did have 6 additional victims aside from the person who was shot and killed. And I can only imagine that is pretty fresh, relevant training to those officers.
Yeah, and it was just the timing couldn't have been any better with the training. So they were able to put that to use right away.
So was ECFR involved in this? Was, Pensacola Fire Department involved in this, EMS? Who all, was it just BPD in Miami or?
Pensacola Fire Department was there, and also Escambia County EMS, and we sure do appreciate the help that they provided.
Yeah, that coordination between agencies is something that's so easy to forget how important, how vital that is, and how everybody in these things works so well together here locally. Very good. That's super helpful. Last thing, just a quick thing, because it's kind of come up, the e-bikes regulation, the Class 3 bikes, the ones that are, and now we're not talking about the ones that are actually illegal for either individuals and certainly juveniles to drive. We're talking about ones that would otherwise be legal, but they maybe need some regulation. What are you guys looking at with that? What's the problem you're trying to solve?
Well, we just want mostly the young folks to get to understand how fast those go. The stopping distance changes dramatically from the bicycle that they're used to, and to be safe on them. And the parents make sure that they wear helmets and explain to them the differences between a bicycle and an e-bike. Also, the laws, the rules of the road that apply to them just as it does to motorcycles and vehicles. So the parks is where we've been having some problems with them riding in places in parks where they don't need to be and riding a little bit too fast for the pedestrians that are present.
Very good. And, you know, I know Gulf Breeze is dealing with this as well. And one of the things that they like to say, which is just true, is there's a lot of vehicles that are for sale that you might think you do not need to have, you know, licensed, registered, be a licensed driver to operate. But a lot of these faster e-bikes are exactly in that category, and driving them around without a license, without registration, without headlights and all the rest that goes with a motorcycle is illegal on its face, regardless of whether you're an adult or a minor. Right.
Yeah. And just like with computers and software, these e-bikes are developed and put out on the road. And then eventually the laws and ordinances have to catch up with that.
Very good. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Talking earlier about national, or I heard you talking about national news organizations and the things that they say sometimes. And a national news organization said that a major athlete's home was robbed while he was away playing a ball game. So let's talk about what robbery is and what it is not. Your home was not robbed while you were away on vacation. You were not robbed if a burger is missing from your fast food order. And you were not robbed if somebody took items from your car overnight. Because robbery is a violent crime against a person involving force or intimidation, while a burglary is, or some people say you were burgled, but while a burglary is a property crime focused on entering a structure to commit a crime, often when no one is present. So your home was not robbed, it was burglarized while you were gone.
Because that is a term of law that different penalties, but yeah, it's a physical confrontation is a robbery. Just taking something when nobody else is around, that's a burglary, right?
That's correct.
So if the Hamburglar came and took your fries from you by force, he'd be the ham robber.
That's correct.
See?
Yes.
Like to learn on the go. very good. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, I appreciate the time, everything you do to keep us informed, what all your folks do to keep us safe. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you.
7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire. I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway Center, and right lanes are blocked. We're seeing some backups to about Davis Highway now, so it is quite severe. If you are able to find a different way around that, we appreciate it. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, they just treat you different. And you know, look, nobody likes to buy cars, especially used cars, but even new cars. You know, I don't know about you, but the process of going and meeting a person and trying to become fake friends while you're just trying to look at a car, and then they ask you all these questions, like, can I just drive the car? I just want to drive the car. I don't need to have a whole investigation going on. And, you know, it's just not like that at Frontier. You know, and then it's to sit down afterwards and all the fun. I'm an adult. You know, treat me like a person. I'm just here to test drive a couple of cars. And, you know, no offense, but leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. And they will. And if, on the other hand, you want somebody to ride with you, they will. If you want somebody to talk with, they will. If you want to look at a price, they will. I mean, they're great. Like, whatever your level of engagement wants to be, they'll let you do it. Because they want to treat you the way you want to be treated so that when you need a next car, you come back and realize that they do it differently. And they follow up afterwards in a way that is just amazing. Anyway, I could go on for Frontier for a long time because we had such a great experience and I've come to know them so well ever since. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
This July, America celebrates 250 years of freedom. And at Jim's Firearms, they're proud to celebrate the values that make this country strong. freedom, responsibility, community. It's Brent Lane for Jim's Firearms. Every customer matters, whether you're purchasing your first firearm or adding to a lifetime collection. Their experienced team is there to answer your questions, earn your trust, and help you make the right choice. Jim's Firearms, backed by more than 35 years of family tradition at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway or at jimsfirearms.net.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxton-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Get ready for the News Radio 92.3 Naval Aviation Museum Foundation broadcast of the 2026 Blue Angels Air Show on Pensacola Beach. Hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio or download our app. Then tune in Friday at 2 and then Saturday starting at 11 to hear all the narration from the News Radio team and the Blue Angels. Brought to you by Fishbine Orthodontics, Florida's Finest Structures, Express Pros Pensacola, Buffalo Rock, The Hearing Doctor in Milton, and Emerald Coast Coins.
Very good. And, of course, I'll be out there on Saturday. And looking forward to seeing that. We're also carrying the narration for the Blue Angels tomorrow from 2 to 2:40. David Wayne, you have a quick headline in 10 seconds for us before we go to the top of the hour?
Yeah, sure do. SpaceX is launching its Starship rocket today, the 13th test for the spacecraft. They're launching some more Starlink satellites into orbit.
Very good. Thanks for the update. Talk to you in a few minutes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There's more.